Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Susan Michaels. She is a dance caller. Is that your title?
Well, I could be the chief executive dance caller of Keet Gushiheen.
That works. That works. And also the artist in residence at Keet Gushiheen. We'll talk more about that. Susan is from Los Angeles, California. She's been visiting for a couple of weeks. And you have been to Sitka before, because I'm having a deja vu moment.
I have. I've actually done this same two-week residency. It was in 2010. And it was Susan Brandt Ferguson, the music teacher at Keet Gushiheen. She had a tremendous love of traditional dancing. She knew the value it had in the music classroom and in the school in general. And we sort of found each other. And she said, will you come to Sitka and teach the children dancing? And the first thing I did was look on a map, because I really had no idea where I was going. And as soon as I saw, I said, yes, absolutely. And once I got here and met the children and became a part of the community, I just thought, I want to come here as often as I can.
Okay. You realize you've been here in what may have been the two most spectacular winter weeks in living memory.
Yes, and the last time I was here, it was in April, and it was also glorious warm weather. So it seems that whenever I come, people are constantly apologizing that the weather is so nice.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry to apologize, and sorry that you're not seeing us as we truly are, which can be really kind of gray and sleety and oppressive. But the sunshine, it's doing it. How is it teaching the kids to dance? Where do you start with teaching elementary school kids how to dance? You're probably going to say, we already know how to dance already, and you just spring it out.
Well, actually, that is true to a certain degree, because they have a really good music education, and dance is moving to music. So at each grade level, it's a little bit different, but each class starts with just listening to the music, tapping their toes, connecting the music with the movements they're making with their bodies. And once they have that inside, that feeling of rhythm, then we start to move to the music. All join hands, circle left, circle right. And step by step, I've developed a way of teaching incrementally. So each new thing feels like something they already know a little bit about. So all of that drama and angst that we had as adults when we were children learning dance is gone, because I have figured out with my acute abilities, and also having been very shy as a child myself in dance, how can I make this comfortable and fun for every grade? And that's really what I'm here for. When I step into the classroom for the first day, I write my name on the board, and in big letters I write fun.
Okay. And I want to ask you a little bit more about this idea of moving to music, because my inclination is to think that kids naturally going to want to move. This has got to be kind of an exciting class. It's one where you get to actually move. But in dance, you do have to kind of make a connection to the music, and you have to kind of forge that connection with every single child. And that, what kind of challenge is that? I mean, did you have an aha moment at some point in your past when you were teaching and you thought, this is how you reach kids musically?
I'll tell you when I had my aha moment. I was teaching at a high school in Los Angeles that was just for disabled students. And we were doing a traditional dance class. And I had kids with CP, kids in wheelchairs, kids that were on a ventilator. And yet they all inherently could move their body in time and rhythm with the music. So I realized, aha, it is within them. Every child, every person feels that internal beat. So all I have to do is give them the confidence to move forward and create beautiful patterns and dances with what they already have inside of them.
What do you teach them as far as patterns and dances? Do you teach them actual English country dancing or contra dancing? Or?
We do English country dancing, contra dancing, anything that would be considered a traditional American dance form, which means any dance from anywhere in the world that is done in communities in North America. So none of the dances are individual steps. So I'm not teaching a pattern that each person is doing individually. Everything is one person connected to another. We're either all holding hands in a circle, or you're taking two hands with a partner and sashaying down the middle, or we have little groups of three, or we're making smaller circles. But everything is connecting to the other people in your class and then learning a pattern. Circle left, circle right, into the middle, come back out. Into the middle with a hoop and a shout, come back out. And then we begin to add in elbow swinging, do-si-do. And by the time they get to the fifth grade, I'm actually teaching them ballroom swing position and teaching them frame. And they, I would like to say, are rising to the challenge of something that is uncomfortable even for some adults. But because we're moving to music and that's what makes the dance work, they're rising to the challenge. It's magical. It's a beautiful thing to see.
This is all leading to something kind of grand this Friday evening, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, the culmination of the two-week residency is that we're going to have a big barn dance at the elementary school at Kikugushin in the gym. So all the children in grades 2 through 5 are very excited to come to the gym and do the dances they've been learning in their individual classes with everybody. And not only that, but with their parents, siblings, relatives, neighbors. So we're going to fill the gym with as many people as we can. And it'll really be the Keat kids who are going to show the rest of the community, hey, this is fun. Hold my hand. We're going to make a circle. I can't wait. I think it's going to just be a wonderful, magical evening.
I heard that there might be some boots and some hats and some gingham and stuff like that.
There might be.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone to feel that they have to dress up in order to come. You know, if you have boots, if you have a cowboy hat, if you like to dress up fancy, do it. But if you're not a big dresser-upper, still come, still dance. And even if you're not a big dancer, still come, because what you'll see is what it's like for all the children in Sitka to be moving together with great live music.
Yeah, I guess I should disclose, I play in Fishing for Cats and have for a couple, 3 years now. And I guess from my own personal experience with these barn dances, the more the merrier.
And you know, this is the way people used to have fun before we all decided we needed to have a screen in between us and every other person we know. And the community would get together on a Friday night with children, with adults, with grandparents, and they would all move together. And it would be an entire evening of fun without batteries. And that's what we're going for.
Yeah, I want to say that we play a monthly barn dance, Fishing for Cats does, and it's always fun. It's not a huge crowd. There's always new people filtering in, and everybody seems to be having fun. But probably our epic night recently was, or epic afternoon was a wedding. You know, hundreds of people came, big hall, big reception, and we just started playing. And the caller started with really simple dances, and everybody got into it. And it was a blast. And I would put that at sort of one part of the spectrum. And then I would put dancing with children in another equally fun part of the spectrum. Having that many kids mixing with that many adults, just the energy, you could just sort of be carried along on the energy of that.
But keep in mind that these kids have been dancing with me for 2 weeks. So they're going to be the ones that are going to be the experts. And the adults coming in, they're going to be the ones that are going to be relying on the kids to help them through the dances. And that's going to create a real fun sense of community that I just, even if you don't have kids, I think you really want to go.
Yeah, so this is, it's going to be a barn dance, 6:30 Friday at Kikugushin. It's the monthly barn dance for I guess the month of February here in Sitka, but it's going to be sort of chock full of kids at Kikugushin who've been learning this, but that should in no way deter anybody who's been interested in or attending regularly the barn dance in Sitka. It's truly going to be kind of a remarkable, not to miss kind of night.
Keep in mind, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
So we're going to have cookies.
Okay. Sold. Susan, we're just about out of time, but I wondered if you could tell just the super condensed version of how you got into calling. How does somebody from Los Angeles get into folk music and folk traditions in this big way?
Well, I'm going to blame my husband. He was playing fiddle for contra dances and square dances, and I wanted to find something in that world that I could do too. I wanted to be around him. And I was a terrible musician. I tried fiddle, piano. I was awful. And I couldn't be far enough in the back. And then someone started calling, and I thought, wow, I could do that. Because I'd been a ham my whole life, but I was terribly shy. So here was something where I could be on stage, perform, and nobody was looking at me. And once I started, I realized that I wasn't a control freak. I wasn't bossing people around. I was facilitating joy. And what job is there in the world where your primary goal is to help people smile? So I'm hooked. I've been calling for almost 30 years, and it is my calling.
Susan Michaels is a dance caller from Los Angeles, California. She's been here for a two-week residency at Kikuchihin Elementary School, sponsored by Alaska Arts Southeast. She's going to wrap it up in a big way this Friday, 6:30 p.m. at Kikuchihin Elementary with a live barn dance with all the Kikuchihin students and Fishing for Cats. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. Thanks so much for coming in, Susan.
My pleasure.